You're listening to SBS News.
Leslie has been on and off Newstart since March 2009. She explains what it's like to survive on the unemployment benefit.
You can't live. You have no social life. It's for $30 to have a phone for a month, mobile. I'm paying $230 rent. You can't afford anything. You can't even afford shoes. You can't even afford medical treatment if it's not Medicare funded.
The 54-year-old is among more than 800,000 Australians living on around $40 a day. The result of the allowance not being increased in real terms for 25 years. Australian Council of Social Service Senior Advisor Charmaine Crowe says the payment needs to be raised immediately by $75 a week to keep up with rising living costs.
If you're on Newstart, you can't afford the cost of energy, you can't afford the cost of transport to get to that job interview. It's impossible to cover the cost of housing. Anglicare found that there are only two properties Australia-wide that would be affordable for someone on Newstart.
The renewed pressure to increase the allowance comes following the government's cuts to deeming rates, which will boost the incomes of around a million pensioners. Ms. Crowe says raising the rate of Newstart will benefit the whole country.
Deloitte Access Economics has found that if you increase Newstart by $75 per week, it would inject around $4 billion into the economy. Rural and regional Australia would be the biggest beneficiary of an increase to Newstart. And we know that rural and regional Australia has been really doing it tough of late with the drought.
But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government won't increase the payment.
Two-thirds of the people who are on Newstart move into employment within 12 months. And our focus for the people on Newstart is helping to create the environment where they get a job, because that's the best thing you can do for someone who's on Newstart, helping them into the workforce.
Leslie says raising Newstart would actually make it easier for her to find a job.
Because I don't have a computer, I'm solely reliant on public computers. It means I can actually get into the libraries because I can't walk the distance to my local library. So I'd be able to catch public transport. I'd also be able to eat better quality food and therefore keep my health safe, where I'm not at the moment.
And while Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says his party supports increasing the payment, he won't put a dollar figure on it.
Unfortunately, Labor does not determine the level of Newstart at the beginning of this third term of a Liberal government. It's for the government to respond to the concerns which have been legitimately raised. It's for the government to justify why they think that Newstart is adequate as it stands.
Amy Hall, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.